Statue Day, the Tory Way, Northwest London, Thursday, the Wednesday, Chof Zion, Nissan, the 1st of May, is it the 26th? It's Chovov. It's Chovov, Nissan. Yeah? It's the 1st of May, Harav Leibish Heller, on the subject of Bein Hashmoshes.
Yeah, Rabbi Sayyid, first of all, apologies for all of those who expected to have a guest speaker coming from Eretz Yisrael. Apparently he wasn't able to make it, and I'm standing in. And what I'd like to talk about today is, we're all familiar with the Zmanim of, we look in a calendar, we see that Rabbeinu Tam Zman from Mitzray Shabbos, and the Shit of the Goinim, also known as the Shit of the Gron, the Balatanya. So I want to just give a basic background to this subject, as let's assume that we're beginners, just so we have an overview and no chidushim whatsoever. So the Maaseh says that we have a Gemara in Shabbos Daf Lamed Dalet Amud Beis, where the Gemara brings a machlokes tanoim legabe bein hashmoshes. Tonu rabbonot. So machlokes tanoim. The Gemara brings three shittas. The two shittas that are negeh to us is one is Rabbi Yehuda and the other is Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yehuda gives a calculation for bein hashmoshes that the Amiroim then argue about, but the halacha is like Rabbo, that the bein hashmoshes of Rabbi Yehuda is the equivalent, is the amount of time that it would take to go 3/4 of a meal. That's how you measure time. So if a meal, for example, takes 20 minutes to walk, so then bein hashmoshes, the Rabbi Yehuda, is a period, a duration of 15 minutes. For argument's sake, if a meal is 20 minutes, then bein hashmoshes is 15 minutes because it's 3/4 of a meal according to Rabbo, which is the way we paskin. So again, there's Rabbi Yehuda the Tana, and he gives a shear of how red the sky should be or how black the sky should be after the sun goes down. And l'fized amiroim archeilik, and we paskin like Rabbo that it's shloisha rivei mil is bein hashmoshes. This is Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi, another Tana, says no. He says bein hashmoshes is keherefayim. Ze nichnas v'ze yoytzi v'yef shalamid olof. Yef shalamid olof. The Pasha to Taish in the words of the Yossi is that the duration of bein hashmoshes is the amount of time that it takes to blink your eye, which means that day goes and night comes, and the time of blinking of an eye is something that nobody can ever identify. So you're wasting your time trying to look for bein hashmoshes because you're never going to find it. So this is the machlokes tanoim. Rabbi Yehuda says bein hashmoshes is 3/4 of a meal alibe derab, which is how we teach Rabbi Yehuda el halacha, and Rabbi Yossi says bein hashmoshes is keherefayim. Comes along Rabbi Yochanan and says that the halacha is like both of these shittas. When it comes to Shabbos, to being mekabel Shabbos, then we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, which means that we give a period of bein hashmoshes of 15 minutes, and because Shabbos is a deraisa, so we go l'chumra, and at the beginning, the earliest point of those 15 minutes, you have to already have been mekabel Shabbos, and you can't do a malacha. Because when it comes to Shabbos, we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yochanan then says that when it comes to truma, we paskin like Rabbi Yossi. When it comes to truma, we paskin like Rabbi Yossi. What's pshat with truma? So Gemara asks, the Gemara's maskana is that what Rabbi Yochanan is saying is that we have a din called Harif Shemesh. There are certain states of Tuma for which Tvila by day is just a condition for the Tara. But the Tara only begins after Harif Shemesh, after the sun goes down. Right? After the sun goes down. So when could this Kohen eat Tuma? Only after the sun went down, alibi de Rabbi Yossi. He can't rely on Rabbi Yehuda, he has to go like Rabbi Yossi. Comes along Tosfos. Yeah, so when it comes to Shabbos, we pass him like Rabbi Yehuda. You have to be Makabel Shabbos at the earliest point of bein hashmoshes, which if it's a period of 15 minutes, you have to start at the beginning of those 15 minutes, to 3/4 of a meal. And when it comes to Terumah, we go like Rabbi Yossi. Frek Tosfos, I don't understand what it means, you're passing like Rabbi Yossi. What's past to paskin like Rabbi Yossi? Where is what? Rabbi Yossi said it's a fraction of a second. It's keherefayim. For Herif Ayin, you have to have a psak. You need a halacha. You should know. You have to paskal like Rabbi Yossi to tell you what? To tell you this Herif Ayin, which Rabbi Yossi himself said, Eif Shalamed Olof. So therefore, Tosis says, no. The B.I.C. told us, I'm touching a little bit of Tosis, the B.I.C. told us the duration of Bein HaShemoshes. The duration of Bein HaShemoshes is a second. But when is that second? When is that second? When does this second, where do you find this second? Says Tosis, this second is removed from Rabbi Yehuda's conclusion of Bein HaShemoshes. So Rabbi Yehuda says Bein HaShemoshes begins with sunset and it goes on for 15 minutes, let's say. Rabbi Yossi will tell you that Bein HaShemoshes is really a fraction of a second, but that second begins maybe 20 minutes after sunset. And therefore you have to wait for those extra 5 minutes according to Rabbi Yossi, not because Bein HaShemoshes takes 5 minutes, but because Bein HaShemoshes takes place 5 minutes after Rabbi Yehuda's Bein HaShemoshes finished. So we now have two machloikis, and not only is Rabbi Yossi Choylik as to how long Bein HaShemoshes takes, which according to Rabbi Yossi it's keherif ayin, and according to Rabbi Yehuda it's 3/4 of a meal. We have another machloikis as to where you find that momentary Bein HaShemoshes. And according to Rabbi Yossi, that moment happens after Rabbi Yehuda's Bein HaShemoshes concluded, and therefore when it comes to Terumah, you have to wait until after that point. And only then is it night. Yeah, so in simple terms, the two machlekes are, first of all, how long is Bein HaShemoshes, and second of all, when is Nacht? When is night? According to Rabbi Yehuda, that's at the end of his Bein HaShemoshes. According to Rabbi Yossi, it's slightly removed from Rabbi Yehuda's Bein HaShemoshes, and therefore, when it comes to Terumah, we have to go L'chumra. This is the only way, Tosfos says, to make sense of the Halacha Ken Rabbi Yossi. Why would you say Halacha Ken Rabbi Yossi on something which is Eif Shel Tzamtzum, Eif Shel Lamed, all of it cannot be identified? The only problem with this, Tosfos says, is the following. The Gemara says that according to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda's Bein HaShemoshes is still considered daytime. Because he holds Bein HaShemoshes is momentary. So Rabbi Yehuda's Bein HaShemoshes is still considered daytime. And according to Rabbi Yossi, you're allowed to be toivel during the time of Rabbi Yehuda's Bein HaShemoshes. One is allowed to go and be toivel, even though the tefillah has to be by yoyim, has to be before sunset. You need two conditions. You need tefillah and then you need Harid Shemesh. So even when tefillah has to be by day, according to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda's Bein HaShemoshes is still day. Day has not begun yet until afterwards. And therefore you're allowed to be toivel during the Bein HaShemoshes of Rabbi Yehuda. This is a statement made on behalf of Rabbi Yossi. Frekt Tosfos, according to the way I just explained, that Rabbi Yossi's Bein HaShemoshes is removed after the conclusion of Rabbi Yehuda's Bein HaShemoshes, why does the Gemara say that according to Rabbi Yossi, you're allowed to be toivel during the Bein HaShemoshes of Rabbi Yehuda? He should have said further, you're allowed to be toivel even after the Bein HaShemoshes of Rabbi Yehuda. From the fact that Rabbi Yossi says that according to me, you're allowed to be toivel during the Bein HaShemoshes of Rabbi Yehuda, and he doesn't say that you can be toivel after the Bein HaShemoshes of Rabbi Yehuda, is mashma that they're not arguing when is nacht. They're only arguing how long is Bein HaShemoshes. Rabbi Yehuda will tell you, come from Nacht and back down 15 minutes. And Rabbi Yehuda will tell you, come before Nacht and back and come forward a fraction of a second. But everybody agrees where Nacht is. Therefore, Rabbi Yossi says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, in Rabbi Yehuda's Bein HaShemoshes, you can still table because Nacht hasn't come yet. But after Rabbi Yehuda's Bein HaShemoshes, you can no longer be table because it's already Nacht. If what Tosfos had said earlier as his answer to the question, that Rabbi Yossi's Bein HaShemoshes is removed after the end point of Rabbi Yehuda's Bein HaShemoshes, then Rabbi Yossi should have allowed for Tvila even after Rabbi Yehuda's Bein HaShemoshes. And we find that Rabbi Yossi only says you can be Tvila during Rabbi Yehuda's Bein HaShemoshes. To resolve this, Tosfos gives two suggestions. One is that indeed Rabbi Yossi's Bein HaShemoshes is removed, is delayed. It comes after the conclusion of Yehuda's Bein HaShemoshes. However, the gap is so small that it's not enough time for Tvila. So if Tvila takes 3 minutes, let's just say, if Tvila takes 3 minutes, and it's something we can calculate because we can know how long it takes to be Tvila, because there are Gemaras that tell us, but let's just say Tvila takes 3 minutes, So Rabbi Yosi's Ben Ashmashis is 2 minutes after Rabbi Yehuda's Ben Ashmashis. And therefore Rabbi Yosi is speaking practically. He's saying, listen, you want to be Toivo? So long as it's still Ben Ashmashis according to Rabbi Yehuda. In other words, Rabbi Yehuda's Nacht has not come in yet, has not kicked in yet. You can be Toivo. After that, it is true that I haven't accepted that it's Nacht yet. I still have a 2 minute gap before it'll be Nacht. But practically, I can't tell you to be Toivo then because there's not enough time. When Rabbi Yosi says you can be Toivo, he's not saying you can wrap up your tefillah, you can conclude your tefillah. He means to say you can go out and be Toivo during this period. So practically speaking, you can only be Toivo during the time of Rabbi Yehuda's tefillah. But Nacht, according to Rabbi Yosi, takes place after the conclusion of Rabbi Yehuda's Nacht. So Tosfos maintains the position that there are two machlokes in Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda. One is how long is Ben Ashmashis. A second one is when is Nacht. And according to Rabbi Yosi, Nacht is slightly later than according to Rabbi Yehuda, but only ever so slightly later. Less than the amount of time that it takes to be Toivo. This is one teretz in Tosfos. Tosfos gives another teretz, which maybe I'll leave for now. It's not kedai to go there at the moment. Maybe we'll come back to it. So let's just summarize. We have a machloikis, Tanoim, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yosi. Their statements, if you quote their statements, are simply saying, one says Ben Ashmashis goes on for what we might term today, just for argument's sake, 15 minutes. And the other one says Ben Ashmashis goes on for 1 second. If we were using practical terms, maybe this is the language you would use. One says Ben Ashmashis is 15 minutes, the other one says Ben Ashmashis is 1 second. We then have an Amoyri Rabbi Yochanan, who tells us that when it comes to accepting Shabbos, follow Rabbi Yehuda. When it comes to eating Truma after Hadat Shemesh, follow Rabbi Yosi. Tosfos asks, why would I be told to follow Rabbi Yosi if Rabbi Yosi is a second? We're telling me wait an extra second. That second is Yesh Lamed Olof. Therefore, Tosfos tells us that Rabbi Yosi is arguing on a secondary point, which is implicit. It's not explicit. It doesn't say it in the words of Rabbi Yosi. But we have to understand that. That Rabbi Yosi is arguing on a secondary point. Not only is he saying that Ben Ashmashis is 1 second as opposed to 15 minutes, he's telling us that this 1 second is 2 minutes after the end of the 15 minutes of Rabbi Yehuda's Ben Ashmashis. So if, for example, you're starting with sunset, Rabbi Yehuda would say 15 minutes and it's Nacht. Rabbi Yosi would say day continues for after sunset for 17 minutes and then within a split second it's Nacht. So when it comes to accepting Shabbos, you have to start at the beginning of those 15 minutes. When it comes to eating Truma, you have to wait till the end of those 17 minutes. This is a summary of the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Lamed Dalet, Amid Beis, Lamed Hey, Amid Aleph, and Tosfos. Now, okay. So we have Allah. Ben Ashmashis, Lagabe Shabbos, we treat it, L'chumra. We start from the beginning of Rabbi Yehuda's earliest Zman, and Lagabe Truma, which is not so again nowadays, we go according to Rabbi Yosi, which is the later Zman, but the same would hold true for any day Raisa. If you want to link Krishma by night, you have to do it at the Nacht of Rabbi Yosi, L'chumra. Motzei Shabbos, you have to go with Rabbi Yosi. Any day Raisa, L'chumra, you would have to go with Rabbi Yosi, that you have to add those 2 minutes, let's just say. There's only one problem. And that problem is that there's a Gemara in Psochem. And the Gemara in Psachim is Rabbi Yehuda the Tana. Where the Gemara in Psachim of Tzadik Dalet says, the Gemara over there makes a calculation as to how long it takes for the sun from when it goes down until the stars come out. And the Gemara calculates based on how long it takes how long it would take to walk from sunrise till sunset. And if you, the Gemara says that Bein Ashmash, that the Gemara says that from Shkia till Tzeisach Echovim, is the amount of time that it would take to walk, how long? 4 mil. In Shabbos, Rabbi Yehuda told us that Bein Ashmashis, according to the way Rabbi explained, Rabbi Yehuda, is 3/4 of 1 mil. And in Gemara Psochim, the Gemara adds 3.25 mil. The Gemara says a total of 4 mil. This is the fundamental machloit, the stira, that leads to all the problems in the Hilchos Bein Ashmashis. That the Gemara in Psachim says 4 mil, and the Gemara in Shabbos says 3/4 of 1 mil. To be miyash of this tira is where we have the Machlekes Rabbeinu Tam and the Goinim. Which is why in every calendar you'll see two different Zman. The Rabbeinu Tam, here in Shabbos, as well as in Psachim, Tosfos asks the question, how could you tell me over here that Bein Ashmashis is 3/4 of a mil? Rabbi Yehuda Gufei says in Psachim that it's 4 mil. can't tell me it's a machloikis. Is it Rabbi Yehuda Gufay? Says Tosfos, the Gemara in Shabbos is talking about halachas. Gemara in Shabbos is talking about halachas. And the terminology that's used in Shabbos is the halachish terminology. The Gemara in Pesachim is making calculations which are not negiyah lahalacha. Gemara is telling us how long it takes, like different things. How long is from here to the Rakia? How long is it from one Tzei Olam to the other Tzei of the Olam? The Gemara in Shabbos is what's negiyah lahalacha. And therefore, when the Gemara in Brachis, in Pesachim talks about Shkia, it talks about the Shkia that you and I can see. Gemara says, listen, when the sun goes down, how long does it take for the sun to go so far away that its impact on the horizon is completed and the stars are fully visible? That process takes 4 mil. But when the Gemara in Shabbos says that Bein Hashmashis is from Shkia Sachama until what we know to be 3/4 of a mil, it's not talking about the Shkia Sachama that you see on the horizon. It's talking about the Allah of the Keshkiya Sachama, the Torah of the Keshkiya Sachama. And that Keshkiya Sachama is to be seen not when the sun goes under, but when the sun's rays go under, when the light of the sun goes under, which is much later. Which is much, much later. You have to imagine the sun to be have an extension of rays. So the body of the sun is a certain size, and then there are the rays. The sun may have gone under, right? If this is the horizon, the sun is over here, but you see the rays of the sun go all the way up into the sky. So the sun goes much deeper into the oivi of the Rakia, to the point where the Oira Shemesh is now Shakua. It's the Oira Shemesh that's also descended. That is when Tchilas Bein Hashmashis begins. And that is 3.25 mil after the sun went under. Says the Rabbi Yotam, if you're standing on the horizon, you see clearly the sun has gone down. It's still day. Not only is it day, Bein Hashmashis hasn't begun yet. The term that the Gemara uses is Shkia Sachama. But the word Shkia Sachama don't mean what you and I would think Shkia Sachama means, what the dictionary would say Shkia Sachama means. It means Shkia Sachama, that the Shchama was Shekea so far that the Oira Chama went down as well. That's when Bein Hashmashis begins. That's when night starts. Until then, it's daytime. If we allocate 20 minutes per mil, so we're talking an hour plus after the visible Shkia of the Chama, only then does Bein Hashmashis begin. And then you have to wait 3/4 of a mil until it's fully Nacht. You have to go to Chumrah. You have to take in Shabbos at the beginning of those 3/4 of a mil, but you can only daven. You can only say Kriyashma after the 3/4 of a mil.
Starting from when?
Starting from so you have a simple way. Look at when the sun goes down, and then wait 3.25 mil after that.
So it's the noontime start to go down.
No. The sun goes down on the horizon, not that goes. It starts to descend from the center of the sky. We're talking about under the horizon. When you're looking out, you see the body of the sun is now sunk. Is now not visible. It means it's 90 degrees lower than where you are, where your eyes can reach. That's called Tchilas HaShkia. And that's not the real Shkia. The real Shkia begins, the Halachish Shkia begins after the sun was Shekeah to the point where the Oira Shemesh went down, and that is 3.25 mil after the Tchilas HaShkia. This is the Rabbi Natan, and this is the Shita of the Rabbi Natan. And therefore you want to daven Mincha after what you've visibly view as the sun having set, of course you can daven mincha. You have a good hour to still daven mincha. Yeah, depending on the timing and depending on the position, but in general, in principle. The Goyim preceded the Rabbeinu Tam. And they touch differently. There's Tshuvas HaGoyim, it's brought in some Sifrei Rishonim, but there's a Tshuvas HaGoyim that says the following. They say entirely different. The same principle that the Gemara in Pesachim is talking generally, and the Gemara in Shabbos is talking specifically the point of Shkia, the Halacha Shkia, but they say the other way around. They say, the Ge'onim say, Bein Hashmashis begins the moment the sun goes under the horizon. That is the beginning of Bein Hashmashis.
The top of the sun goes down?
The top of the sun goes down. In other words, the entire sun has gone down. The entire sun is no longer visible on the horizon. That is the beginning of Bein Hashmashis. Right then and there. And from that point, you have to count 3/4 of a mil before it will be Nacht. This is the Poshet HaTaych in the Goyim. before it will be Nacht. So why does the Gemara Pesachim say 4 mil? The Gemara Pesachim is making a calculation how long it takes for the light of the sun to go down so far that you don't see any stars anymore. But that's a technical discussion. That's not the halachic question. It becomes Nacht before the Rakia's Malek and Chavim. In order for it to be Nacht, you only need an Chavim Beinim, and that happens 3/4 of a mil afterwards. So the Ga'inim Acholik under the Beinatam on 2 points. First of all, where does Bein Hashmashis begin? According to the Beinatam, Bein Hashmashis begins 3 1/4 mil after the Ga'inim's Bein Hashmashis begins. That's number one. And number two, there's another machlekes here. When is Nacht? According to the Gaon in Matzah Shabbos, you can already do a malacha 3/4 of a mil after the visible Shkiyas Sachama, the basic Shkiyas Sachama. 3/4 of a mil is already Nacht. According to the Rabbeinu Tam, not only at that point is it not Nacht yet, Bein Hashmashis hasn't begun yet even. So these are two machloikis. First of all, when does Bein Hashmashis begin, and when is Nacht? In other words, L'chumra, for example, when do you have to bring in Shabbos? According to the Bein Hashmashis, you have another hour before you have to bring in Shabbos. According to the Gaonim, right now is Shabbos. The sun's gone down right now, you have to bring in Shabbos. But then there's a tremendous kula. When is Nacht? 3/4 of a mil after the Shkia that we view with our eyes, the Shkia of the physical body of the sun, that is the point of Nacht according to the Goyim, and you can go into your car on Motzei Shabbos. According to the Bein Hatam, it's still Shabbos and Bein Hashmashis hasn't begun.
So can you explain again, what's the 4 mil according to the Goyim?
According to the Goyim, the 4 mil is still it's going to be the Rakia Malei Kechov.
The
Gabba
what, though?
The Gemara is making a cheshbon. How long does it take for the sun to go down before the sun is gone so far in the Ivya Rakia that the sun has no impact on the skies and the Chavim are all visible? No Allah in question. No, the Gemara makes a cheshbon over there. How long the cloud takes from. So.
The sun and the moon.
What? Sorry?
Till the sun starts to go down?
Yes. Till the rays go down. But not because it's Megiel Halacha when the rays go down. You're right. Yeah, that's the same word. But that's just a theoretical discussion. About it, it's Torah. It's Chelek of Torah. But that's not a new Hilchot Shabbos. What? One second. So who do we paskin like? We're running out of time here. But who do we paskin like? What do you mean our Shkia? Why are you saying ours is neither? Okay, so first of all, this discussion is in Eretz Yisrael. And in a Neshef that's similar to Eretz Yisrael, like in Bavel, right? Talking about Tanoim and Amiraim. But things could change. It could be, there's no Gzeira Sakasov that, for example, according to the Goyim, 3/4 of a mil afterwards, you're going to see 3 Kechavim Beinim. It could be that in different parts of the world, it will take longer until you see 3 Kechavim Beinim. But the principle that you start Bein Hashmashis from when Shkia is from the simple Shkia, that's the machlekes. So the Machaber in Hilchos Shabbos in Siman Reish Samach Aleph paskins clearly like the Rabbeinu Tam. Says there's a chiyuv to be moisif min achoy lalakodesh Reish Samach Aleph Sif Beis maybe Gimel. The Machaber says that listen, 3/4 of a mil before Tseisa Kechovim, that is when is Bein Hashmashis. So even after Shkia, between when the sun went down, for 3 1/4 mil, you have a period that is not yet Bein Hashmashis. However, from this time, you should take some time to be Mekayim in the midst of Tosfos Shabbos. But you have to do so before 3 1/4 mil after this basic Shkia, because at that point it's already Bein Hashmashis, and that's really a Safek Deiraisa, and you can't be Mekayim Tosfos Shabbos in the time that's a Safek Deiraisa. So the Chabad passes the Befeidish like the Rebbeinu Tam in Hilchos Shabbos. The Shulchan Aruch Rav, the Baal HaTanya, has, of course, the Shulchan Aruch Rav, but he also wrote other letters in Halacha, some of which are printed in his Siddur. And in his Siddur, he has the Seder Achnasas Shabbos. And it's Mekubal by Siddur Chabad that this is his Madura Basa. This he wrote later, after he wrote the Shulchan Aruch. So in Shulchan Aruch, Hilchos Shabbos, he also passes like the Rebbeinu Tam. Passing like the Rebbeinu Tam. The Mishneh Berurah, by the way, in Reish Samach Aleph also brings that the Goyim, the Vilna Goyim, held like the Goyim and not like the Rebbeinu Tam. But over there he goes on and he says something else. He says, he brings rayas and explanations for the shit of the goyim. But he says that the Mechaber himself, Chozar Boy. We're not accustomed that the Mechaber should be Chozar Boy. But he says, if you look in Hilchas Mila, in Simen Reis HaMachvav in Yerideya, the Mechaber says, with regards to a bris that was born Bebein HaShemoshes, a child that was born Bebein HaShemoshes, that child should not be Nimo B'yayim HaShemini because it's a Suffolk. Maybe it's a day earlier. Right? You don't know. You don't know which day it is. And even if it's Yom HaChi, if it's a Shabbos, you should delay it to Yom HaSiri, because it could be that the Yom HaChi is not a Mila Bizmani. We're only doing the Shabbos for a Mila Bizmani. And it could be because it was Bein HaShemoshes, it could be really the time for the bris was on Friday. You're pushing it off because you don't want to do it early, so you're making it on Shabbos. But because it's a possibility that the time was Friday, so then you're ready to push it till Sunday, because only a day that's a bris that's Vaday on Shabbos do you do on Shabbos. And the Mechaber says, listen, what's Bein HaShemoshes? How do you know which baby should be delayed till the next day or till Sunday if it's a Shabbos? He says very simple. The Balaiter says that there's Rabu Hashitas of the Tanoim and the Amayroim about Bein HaShemoshes. This is a quote from the Balaiter. The Mechaber Shulchan Aruch brings, and he says, therefore, anything that was born after the Shkia, you should not do the bris on Shabbos. And it's clear that we're talking about the Shkia the way we know the Shkia. It's clear. So what do you mean? What do you mean after the Shkia? According to Rabbeinu Tam, after the Shkia, no, it's not even the beginning of Bein HaShemoshes yet. You have nothing to be concerned about. After the Shkia is still before the onset of Bein HaShemoshes. It's only 3.25 mil after the Shkia that Bein HaShemoshes begins. So why are you telling me straight from the Shkia? Zok, the Balatani, he says, yeah, Shulchan Aruch was Chozer Boy. We see in Hilchas Mila that he was Chozer Boy from what he solves in Hilchas Shabbos. And therefore he says, Yizor v'Yizor, a person should be careful not to be Mekabel Shabbos later than the Zman of the Goyim. Okay, I wanted to add a point or two. Maybe we'll have a follow-up. But just as a background, this is a summary of this is the Yesoid for the two Zmanim that we have in the calendar. According to the Goinim, the Bein HaShemoshes begins with the Shkia of the Chama itself. And according to Rabbi Natam, the Bein HaShemoshes begins with the Shkia of the Oir HaChama, which is 3.25 mil after the Shkia Aniris that we see with our eyes.
Three and a quarter times 18 minutes.
Something like that. Yeah. Okay, to say that.
Three quarters after Shkia.
It's when Bein HaShemoshes begins, yeah.
Correct.
No, from...